Good morning. My guest this morning is Candace Mackey from the Redwood Arts Council. Good morning, Candace.
Good morning, Roland.
Well, the Redwood Arts Council has a really world-class concert coming up on February the 21st, the Turtle Island Quartet. I'm impressed. Talk about them.
Well, basically, the Turtle Island Quartet is a traditional string quartet in their instrumentation. They derive their name from creation mythology found in Native American folklore. And they've, since their inception, basically, they've had members change, but they've been basically a singular force in the creation of bold new trends in chamber music. So they've really ventured forth into all different genres, trying to take the classical quartet aesthetic and translate it to different types of music, such as jazz, pop, many other different kinds. I don't think there's one they haven't done, folk, anything like
right,
that.
Right.
So, and they've been extremely successful because I think that there's a concept now called quote unquote crossover, and they have won 2 Grammys for being crossover artists. And I think it's kind of getting a bad name. We have country crossover, but they're called classical crossover, but they do it right.
Right.
And that's why they've become so well known.
You never hear the same thing twice from Turtle Island. They're all over the map.
Well, it's a good thing that you say that, too, because one of their big pushes that they do is they're trying to recreate a lot of the traditional string quartet environment that happened back in the days of Haydn, which is that people improvised.
Yeah,
they did.
Yeah.
They had to. They'd be in a court. They'd be with musicians they didn't necessarily know, and they'd have to create something for a lord, lady, king, court, master, otherwise. And so they're trying to bring back the idea not only that improvisation belongs to jazz, but improvisation does belong to classical music, believe it or not.
So this show is Birth of the Cool, about the jazz, about cool jazz, starting in the early 50s and going on really through till 65 to 70, really. Miles Davis, John Coltrane, and so on. This is going to be a great show.
It is, and I'm looking forward to hearing how they do fuse the classical with the jazz, because, cool jazz was a reaction to bebop, so they're tried to make it more smooth, more improvised,
right?
Less snap your fingers, more kind of just listening there. So I'm really interested in seeing how they do that. They are just going to announce the pieces from the stage, and it's going to be based off of work by Gil Evans, Miles Davis, Jerry Mulligan, lots of different people, Dave Brubeck from that period. So it should be really, really fun.
That was sort of the first music that really caught my attention beyond just the popular music of the day back in the 50s.
Nice. I think
Miles and Coltrane. And,
yeah. Well, they took everything in a totally different direction. And I think they made jazz more back to less pop and more artist-oriented.
They are really extensively recorded, too. They've
yes.
got just tons of recordings out. And I'll bet that if someone wanted a preview of Turtle Island Quartet and didn't want to spend a lot of money, I'll bet that the Sonoma County Public Libraries have Turtle Island Quartet CDs that people can borrow. I've been doing that lately, and you can keep the CD for a week. It's just great. It's a wonderful service, and they've got a very large collection.
Yeah. That's
oh, yeah,
good.
Yeah.
You can also log on to our website, which is www.redwoodarts.org, and we have a video of them doing a cool jazz piece. Actually, it might be a John Coltrane piece, because they also just recorded an album before this one that was focusing on John Coltrane, and you can watch them there to kind of get an idea. But it's a really nice concert because you can pull in jazz lovers and classical music lovers, and they can both enjoy it.
I think it's time for a John Coltrane revival, really.
Yes.
I think that the world is ready for a rediscovery of Coltrane.
Well, they are going to bring a couple Coltrane pieces with them, because this was supposed to be all cool jazz, but I really wanted them to bring the Coltrane from their album, and they said they'd bring a couple with them.
Oh, so great.
So lovely.
Thank you, Candace, for coming in. And let's tell people once again that the Redwood Arts Council is presenting the Turtle Island Quartet. It's going to be Saturday, February 21st, 7:30 p.m. at the Occidental Center for the Arts. For information, as usual, the telephone number is 874-1124. Online, it's redwoodarts.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.